Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for April 30th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of what we consider the biggest Google-related stories that we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Of the many, many things we got to preview at CES 2020 way back in January, there were two clear winners. The Samsung Galaxy Chromebook, which ended up being quite underwhelming for an overwhelming price, and an affordable Chrome OS tablet from Lenovo. The latter device, the IdeaPad Duet, has now appeared for pre-order at one retailer, possibly revealing its release date. This afternoon, Best Buy listed the 128GB model of the IdeaPad Duet for pre-order for the slightly higher than base model price of $299. According to the listing, the IdeaPad Duet will launch on May 6th, with Best Buy expecting to actually ship the tablet to its customers from May 11th. Gmail on the web has long recapped key details about flights and other travel arrangements at the top of your email list. A similar summary capability with expanded use cases and a card-based UI is now coming to Gmail for Android and iOS. Now, when you receive a flight confirmation or email about an order, Gmail on mobile will now show a card just underneath the subject line. This includes key details pulled from the body of the message, things like takeoff and landing times, flight duration, passenger name, seat, and confirmation number. Multiple cards can appear in the case of departing and return flights. These summaries make it extremely convenient to find key details when in a hurry without having to browse the full email. On top of that, cards can be collapsed, while Gmail for iOS has an entirely different interface. The summary comes first and includes a cover image with the email starting underneath. HBO Max is poised to be one of the most expensive streaming services to hit the market, but it's going to pack a punch, or hopefully so. Today, Warner Media has confirmed that HBO Max will be available on Android, Chromecast, and Android TV under a deal with Google. Of course, that shouldn't come as a surprise that HBO Max is coming to Google platforms, as Android alone reaches billions of users around the globe. Still, today's announcement is the first time that it has been officially confirmed. When HBO Max launches on May 27th, it will be available on all Google platforms and you'll be able to download it right away. The Nvidia Shield TV was finally refreshed late last year with two new models that delivered some excellent upgrades, but one has been hard to get quite lately. With initial speculation that it was discontinued, Nvidia has recently confirmed that the Shield TV Pro is simply delayed in production. In recent weeks, almost every single retailer selling the 2019 version of the Nvidia Shield TV Pro has completely sold out of stock, with some, such as B&H Photo, even updating listings to show the product as discontinued. Obviously, that can be a little bit shocking or jarring to see on a product well under a year old. However, that's not the case. The Nvidia Shield TV Pro has not been discontinued. Nvidia confirmed that coronavirus-related production issues are plaguing many companies as of late, and that is to blame for the shortage of Pro units. And finally, after initial complaints to the contrary, the Pixel Buds do actually work with Google's Pixel Stand charger. Friend of the site Max Weinbach posted on Twitter about the Buds charger on the stand, and a little while later, Google responded officially to the tweet asking if he'd tried turning them upside down. And voila, the Buds will work with the Pixel Stand. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed or in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.